According to a new report, Prince Charles was questioned by the UK police in 2005 over the death of his ex-wife, Princess Diana. The probe was launched by the British Metropolitan Police in 2004 as part of the investigation into the various conspiracy theories surrounding Diana's death in 1997. Former head of Scotland Yard John Stevens tells the Daily Mail that he spoke to Charles about a note that Diana had written in 1995, which said, "My husband is planning an accident in my car, brake failure, and serious head injury."
Boom! Or English equivalent of Alec Kablam essays, who had a dead royal on their 2024 bingo card? If so, come on down and claim your fish and chips. What the hell else you guys have in merry old England? I'll tell you what you don't have. You probably don't have a Princess of Wales or wherever the hell this chick was, because they killed her. She's dead. If you're not in the know, if you're not paying attention, if you're busy with American politicking, you might be concerned, or probably don't even really give a shit, because who's really giving a fuck about England? A couple hundred years. Anyhow, where is this chick at? Princess Middle Class, or Prince Kate Middleton, whatever the fuck her name is. She's been missing for months. Like, oh yeah, you know, she had a scheduled procedure in the hospital. Okay, well, where's she been at? Because that was like months ago. And then you guys put out, oh, don't worry, she's totally fine. Here's a picture of her. And then that turned out to be photoshopped. And then they're like, okay, fine. All right, so we don't know where the hell she's at. What do you mean you don't know where the hell she's at? It says, well, then she's dead. Then she's dead. There's a bunch of people out there, and they're hypothesizing that she got pregnant with an illegitimate child, or maybe the other dude was banging some other chick, and she had a nervous breakdown, or some sort of infighting. And on like places like Twitter or fucking Washington Post, they're like fact-checking it. That's been debunked and fact-checked, all right? That's a preposterous conspiracy theory about this family. Why? Have you met this family? This family that's got a bunch of pedo-fucking assholes all over the place? That Jimmy Savile was sleeping in Buckingham Palace? Dude, well, you don't vet these people? You don't vet these people? Children missing when that queen who's fucking dead and that dipshit Nazi that she was married to would go visit all of these places where they had small orphan children, these orphanages, and then those children would be disappeared later on. Or maybe that part where Prince Charles ran his wife into a fucking freeway pylon in France and then told everybody, yeah, none of the cameras work. Cameras never worked. That's where all that works. No, if Kate Middleton was cheating on Prince William, that would be the tamest fucking thing. that would be the tamest thing ever with this stupid fucking family over here. But anyhow, this chick's been missing, and people are starting to go, where the fuck is she at? Right? Her own people are at, she's got a whole entourage around her. She's got her own team, her own palace team, and her palace team's like, oh yeah, she didn't have no surgery. Was she dead then? And now you've got the international news over here that's saying, royal family cues British media for major announcement at any moment. BBC has reportedly been notified to watch for a, quote, extremely important royal announcement. She's dead. That chick is dead. This monstrous fucking family, boys. So there you go. A little bit of world news. This will probably have large ramifications. If anything, it'll have funny ramifications because it's, at bare minimum, she got fucked up. did she get culturally enriched by a whole bunch of future engineers and scientists? I doubt that. I mean, they've got a lot of bodyguards. They're the only people allowed to have bodyguards with weapons on them in England. So it's probably not that. Did she buy the fucking nonsense and go out and get a whole bunch of experimental injections to fight fucking climate change? Again, she's a royal. They got to know this is a fucking scam, but you don't know. There's a whole bunch of these Hollywood pricks out there. Look at Jamie Foxx. You would imagine that dude's keyed in. And that son of a bitch got all fucked up by the climate. I don't know. I think it's the most likely scenario. When it comes to the royal family, the most likely scenario is that they killed her. That's the most. When you look at the royal family and one of them's fucking missing, Occam's razor is, well, they killed her. It's real simple. None of this is at all difficult, but we'll have to see what happens over here as they try to explain this. This is going to be funny to watch. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support you. We kept up to date. on the Scumbag Royal Family, hit the subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.